So I'm here today with Mark Belcher, who is the Community Services Manager at Henshaws and also the group leader of the walking group, which are called the Henshaws Hikers, I believe.
That's correct, yes.
And we'll be talking about the walking group today and Mark's involvement and preparation. So first of all, Mark, can you tell us a little bit about the group itself?
Yeah, well, I think the group was formed probably just about 19 months ago.
Okay.
Just from an idea that I had. So I soundboarded that idea out to a selection of emailable people, and then we put it in the newsletter.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the matching process of pairing sighted volunteer partners to visually impaired service users? So what preparation and planning goes into that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was an idea at first, because sometimes we assume that, you know, we have to have one-to-one support, which obviously when you get into understanding the business of visual impairment, that's not necessarily so. So it's really talking to the individual right at the beginning on how they perceive their walking skills and needs are. So the questionnaire talks about, you know, can you walk safely on tarmac? Can you walk safely in a forest situation, on a rocky kind of platform? Whatever they say to me is fine. All I do then is work out how I support them. So that might not necessarily be with a sighted volunteer. It might actually be with a peer with a different and some people are really good with a stick, you know, so they just need to know what's kind of coming up. So we have a lot of communication on the walk as well. So, you know, everyone's like, you know, shouting branches or, you know, electric fences. So we just kind of do that, really.
Yeah, help each other out.
Absolutely. So that's how it works. It's not rocket science, really. It's just getting to know who you are and what your limits are, I suppose.
So why is this walking group different from others that are out there?
Well, obviously, the first thing is it's a walking group made up of people with visual impairment. I mean, that's the obvious one. The reason it was set up was that although there are a few groups out there, and there are groups that can support people with visual impairment.
How do you choose the locations? Do you look at the accessibility and the ease of access of getting there and so on?
Well, I mean, we're fortunate that we've got the support of volunteers. So kind of one of the things we ask the members is that they've got to get here and get home. But then it's my responsibility to get them there. Locations, really. I'm a keen walker myself, so I know places without having to recce them and reconnaissance, God, I'm using my army terms there, without going there first. So a lot of my kind of personal knowledge works that out. Then sometimes I've got a few books, and then members have thrown ideas in as well. So Peter Ball supports on the group, and he's an avid walker himself. And there's another guy called David. So between us all, we work some routes out. We've repeated routes because, you know, why not? Nice, and we know where they are. I don't really bother about accessibility. I'll know terrain, really, by the map reading. So I kind of know if it's going to be really hilly or really rocky. We don't check it out at first, really. And again, you know, trying to do a risk assessment of it can change from day to day. So the risk assessments are generic, and then obviously, I'm keeping an eye on things on the day. So, you know, if there's a fence and it wasn't there last week, there might be a fence this week, et cetera. So everyone's pretty much on the toes about, you know, the environment that we're walking in, really.
And that keeps it exciting.
And
finally, what would you say to anyone who wants to find out more about the Henshaws Hikers and wants to get involved?
Primarily, give us a bell, really. You know, I did reference the distances we travel. So, again, one of the things I've got a balance of is trying to please everybody. So, you know, 7 miles for some of the walkers currently is not enough. And for some it's enough. So, you know, you've got to kind of be fit enough to be able to do at least that. But even if you're not fit enough, then still give me a ring, because this there's people I know that could get you fitter.
Yeah.
There's places I know where you could actually go on to, not blind, visually impaired kind of groups, yeah. but, you know, kind of generic groups in your community to get your fitness up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you could come into the group as well. So, you know, we're always up for new members, volunteers and our, you know, our visually impaired walkers. So, you know, give us a bell and I'll just tell you a little bit more.
All right, lovely. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.